You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. We're live from the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. And let's welcome the New York Times best-selling author and a regular right here on Michigan Radio, John U. Bacon. I have to ask, by the way, what is the U in your, what's your middle name? What's the U? Is it university?
I never tell this, actually.
Oh, really?
We're divulging this for everybody, but Underhill, if you can believe it.
Underhill?
Yes.
I can believe it.
I couldn't.
Many years of dealing with that. But I like it, because we were trying to figure it out. Now, obviously, you write and talk a lot about college sports. Why is America obsessed with college sports?
It's the only team that you're really attached to. The Red Wings could go to Nashville, and what do you have? The Dodgers go from Brooklyn to L.A. Michigan is not going to go to Jacksonville for a better stadium. We know this.
Right, so it's all about basically the community that it
the
brings
community,
with it?
The community, Bob Uford, the old announcer here, had a great line. He said, Michigan football is a religion, and Saturday is the holy day of obligation.
That's amazing. All right, we're going to throw you in the puzzle hot seat right now, and we found a worthy opponent. Please welcome Mike Williams. Welcome, Mike. Now, you played football for U of M.
That's right.
Nice. You said it was an experience you'd never forget. Why specifically?
Well, I grew up playing football, and I always wanted to play Michigan football. And when I got here, it was just a great experience coming in with my teammates, some of my brothers still to this day. I talk to guys weekly, daily, some guys. It's just the things, everything you think of playing college football, the good, the bad, the stuff you can't talk about on radio, everything, you know.
What's one thing you can't talk about on radio? Yeah.
No, it was just a great time. You know, I never forget it. Michigan is true to my heart. I had my sister went here. I had cousins who went to school here. You know, my niece and nephew are looking forward to going here. So we're a true blue family, and I got some great stories to tell. Yeah.
All right, so here's your game. It's called Old MacDonald Went to College. And just like in the song, you will be making animal sounds. But in this case, we're going to ask you to make sounds based on the name of various college sports teams. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, to tell us what that means.
If we said, Old MacDonald went to Clemson, you'd go, roar, because the team is the Clemson Tigers.
Right.
You're like, easy, got it.
I got it.
So you have to make the sound.
Okay.
To get the points.
This is being recorded, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Recorded.
And broadcast widely.
Okay.
You guys know I live here, right?
That's true.
This could not go well.
Not for long.
So you have to make the sound to get the point, and then we're going to ask you a follow-up question based on that animal that either of you can ring in for an answer. And the winner, of course, is going to move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Let's give it a shot.
All right.
Old MacDonald went to South Carolina. Mike.
Gobble, gobble. They're a gamecock. I don't know.
I don't think that's what they say.
I don't know what a gamecock says.
Well, let's see if John knows what they say. What do gamecocks say?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Huh.
I'm going to give it to John. That's a cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
I've seen this image. It's half chicken, half monster, you guys. Since the 1950s, a green, red, and yellow rooster named Cornelius has been the mascot for what popular breakfast cereal?
Cornflakes.
That is correct. Kellogg's Cornflakes.
Old MacDonald went to Drexel. Think about it.
We are.
Mm-hmm. He's a sports writer.
Like I said, Mike, I live here, man. Be cool.
Give a hint. This is a fantasy character, and you might want to think about Game of Thrones.
Oh, phantoms.
Dragons. Roar.
You're not bad. I'll take it, Mike.
That was an eerie impersonation of a dragon. Honestly, for a second, I thought there was a dragon here in the theater.
Well, I can't breathe fire, so, you know,
that's, no.
That's my best
shot.
That was
great. That was great. Nobody knows what they sound like because they're all dead. What superstar actress used to have a dragon tattoo on her left arm, but replaced it with a tattoo of the geographic coordinates of the birthplaces of her 6 children and her longtime partner? John.
Angelina Jolie.
That's right.
Old MacDonald went to Indiana State. John.
Whoosh.
Yeah! That is right. And the
Sycamores.
The Sycamores.
Sort of a trick question, yes.
Not really fair at all.
I was hoping for something like that, a rustle. You did a lovely breeze through the leaves.
I was actually working on that backstage, so
like,
you never
know. I hope I can use this.
You never know, right?
What California university located in Palo Alto, or Tall Tree, has its mascot, a tall tree, that dances on the sidelines at sporting events?
Stanford University.
That is right, Mike.
This is your last clue. Old MacDonald went to the University of Oregon. John.
Quack, quack, quack.
It's the sound of a very jaded duck.
Half an hour ago, I was a professional.
I know.
Indeed, sir. Quack, quack is correct. The website for the City Council of Glasgow, Scotland, has a list of famous Glaswegians, including former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, comedian Craig Ferguson, and what wealthy animated fowl? Mike. Just scrolling through a list of all of the animated fowl, trying to figure out which one is wealthy.
Samhorn Braghorn?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. John, do you have a guess?
Scrooge McDuck.
That's right, Scrooge McDuck. John Chinesky, how'd they do?
In Old MacDonald Went to College, it looks like John is going to the winner's circle. Way to
all
go, John.
All right. That was a great competition. We'll see John at the end of the show.